My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking The Flash. Now available on iTunes. Now, I know some of y'all are probably going on there and be like, hey, where's Mike at? It's been forever. It has. It's been a long time since I've been able to do these recap shows. I have a 2-year-old son, and it's only getting crazier. Like, every day, if you guys haven't started watching on Netflix Daredevil, that's my son. He just has no fear whatsoever. And I know parents out there that have kids can relate to me. If you don't have kids, that's how it is, man. I swear to God, they think they can balance on everything. They think they can backflip on stuff. They think I'm going to catch him every single time. So I'm finally catching up on some shows. I mean, seriously, I had like Arrow and The Flash and some other shows that I just kind of like went through. And there was a slight chance of me just going, you know what? I'm just going to not do them. I'm just not going to do them because I'm just so busy and I'll get back to when I get a chance. But I don't care if it's just one person listening to these crazy recap shows. I was like, I can't do that to my one fan. So everybody's out of the house right now, and so I've got, like, if you could see my desk, it's got just notes of shows. So I'm going to be recapping and getting caught up because, of course, you know, the mid-season finales happen, and they're going to be returning. So I want to talk about Killer Frost, the episode that aired November 22nd on the CW. It was actually directed by Kevin Smith. I totally just saw that right now. Yes, November 22nd, and it's like January 7th, so... real quick, just to go through some of these episodes, I've watched them all already, so I kind of already know what happens. I'm just going to highlight, some of my favorite parts and then just rant about certain ones and stuff like that. Yeah. Oh man, I got a lot of notes. So let's see. Killer Frost. I really enjoyed this episode. Like, really, really enjoyed this episode. I mean, the last episode that we saw, Savitar has the Flash in a chokehold and, you can't see him. In this episode, it starts right in that spot. I have to say, Joe, I love Joe as a character, but he sucks at shooting a gun. Like, really sucks at shooting a gun. But seeing Savitar running with the Flash and in slow motion just whooping his ass was just freaking awesome. It was just great. Loved it. It kind of reminds me of Megatron. If Megatron was smaller and could run fast, that is who Savitar is to me. But yeah, I thought it was a great, great start seeing this slow-mo fighting action. Haven't been a big fan of Caitlin in this season. I don't know what it is, but in this episode, I think she really, really shined. I liked the whole thing with her and Killer Frost and her switching over and trying to fight it. I thought it was really cool. I'm a fan of Killer Frost. I think I'm a bigger fan of Killer Frost than I am of Caitlin. So it was cool to see that going on. I loved it when the Flash knocks out Julian. There you go, Slytherin. Did I say that right, all Harry Potter fans? I don't know. But he's always going to be Harry Potter to me. Let's see what else. I definitely love the fight between Frost and Cisco and the whole street thing. The kiss from Killer Frost was dope. Fight scenes was cool. I definitely felt uncomfortable for Barry when Caitlin just kind of outs out on camera that that the Flash killed Cisco's brother. Ugh. When she was just like throwing it all out there, I was like, oh, damn, I feel bad for Barry, a.k.a. the Flash. I thought it was messed up, but, you know, it wasn't... It wasn't Caitlin. It was Killer Frost. Let's see what else. Wally busts out of his little cocoon egg, and now he's a speedster. I'm glad to see that. So that was cool. And I'm looking down here, and we see the ultimatum at the end of this episode. And, of course, spoiler, spoiler, spoiler. If you don't want to be spoiled, I'm going to give you a second. Okay, Julian is alchemy, which I kind of knew, right? I mean, we kind of had an idea. He was just, I mean, he was evil in Harry Potter. You know he was going to be evil in this. So I was not surprised when Savitar, I'm thinking of the Vampire Diaries. Savitar, mind talks to him and opens a drawer and there's the helmet, which he sounds like the dude from Saw, doesn't he? That's what I keep picturing. That would have been really cool if, like, that would have been, you know, no. Yeah, or Savitar, which we already, yeah. I'm kind of confusing myself now. But either way, I thought this episode was really good. Kudos, high five to Killer Frost and Caitlin. Great fight scenes. And once again, that beginning was just badass. Definitely give this episode a thumbs up to Killer Frost. And that is it for this little rant raven review. If you want to check out more of my stuff, you can check out iWatchMike.com. That is my blog. All the shows there on the top. You can see iTunes there. And if not, if you want to just go directly to iTunes and just search Talking the Flash, I'm there as well. That way you don't miss a show. I'm going to be getting caught up. And the new season, well, the mid-season kind of return premiere. Yeah, you know what I'm going to talk about. All right, people, that's it. I'm done. I'm going to jump on the next one because I'm looking at it here and I've got... yeah, some stuff to talk about, especially that 4-day crossover event, you know, with, never mind, people. All right, have a good one. Talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist, but secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.